listening to the Survival in Motion podcast. Learn, adapt, prepare, survive.
Hello, everyone. This is author Cal Wilson. I'm recording this about a day or two after the sewage hit the fan in Houston, Texas, and there was that huge hurricane that came through, but that kind of fizzled out relatively quickly. And then the flooding came, and it's the flooding that was just awful. Anyway, it might be a little inappropriate or maybe irresponsible even to start making comments and conclusions about what happened in Houston so soon after it happened. I mean, the ink is barely dry on the newspaper reporting on what went on there. But that's what I'm going to do. I mean, nobody's ever accused me of being appropriate. So despite the quickness of it all, I'm going to go ahead and make a few comments and conclusions about what happened in Houston. First and foremost is the lack of order of evacuating. Now, it's true. A few years ago, there was a hurricane named Rita, and it was heading towards Houston, and an evacuation order was made. And it seemed like all 2.5 million people inside the city of Houston and several million from outside of Houston all jumped in their cars and went onto Interstate 45 or a couple of other highways heading north. And it just became kind of a parking lot. And people were running out of gas as they were sitting in traffic. And a number of people did die in their cars or because of that situation. So ordering a whole city of Houston to get up and leave, I don't think is realistic. On the other hand, I think what the governor of Texas recommended is, hey, if you have a house that has had problems with flooding in the past, you should seriously consider leaving. And I think that was about the right tone. Maybe not everybody in Houston, but people who live in houses or if they're in areas where flooding has been a problem in the past, they should have been told, you should seriously consider getting the hell out of here. And sure enough, that order was not made, and there are a number of deaths. And I'm sure it's going to be like Katrina in the sense that a number of deaths will be discovered later on. So the death toll will be, you know, rising for the next couple of weeks, I predict. So there should have been an evacuation order, at least for people who have houses that are in flood-prone areas, which is not all of Houston. Some parts of Houston, it's basically a flat city, but there are variations, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 feet in elevation made a huge difference in this episode. So those people should have been warned. They should have been told. And so the name of the game is this. The people who are in charge of protecting us need to be just a little bit paranoid. And I'm not talking about frothing at the mouth paranoid, but they need to be erring on the side of caution. They need to, you know, be a little bit, you know, just have a hunch. You know, there are a number of TV shows out there where it's a cop who just has a hunch and follows his or her hunch and then solves some crime before the crime happens or whatever, that kind of thing. And as far as I'm concerned, that was something I learned, and I think a lot of us learned after 9/11, because the clues had presented themselves that something was going on, and the public safety people were not paranoid. They were not the type of people to say, oh, well, you know, I got a hunch here. I'm going to follow this through. No, they were more like paper pushers. And that's what we discovered after 9/11, is that some authorities had been alerted. These recent immigrants from the Middle East with no job prospects, and they were well-funded, were taking flight lessons, and they were not interested in learning how to land the airplane. And there was nobody in the chain of command in the public service world who said, okay, I got a hunch here. I'm going to follow through with this. You know, instead, what happened was reports were made and then put on somebody else's desk, and somebody checked a few boxes and then put it on somebody else's desk, that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm exaggerating, but the point is nobody involved in public safety said, aha, something doesn't fit well here. Something doesn't seem right. I'm going to follow through with this. And that, of course, is what we lacked with Houston, you know, that there was some news that hit the news wires that looked pretty ominous. And it sounds like nobody really had any sense of paranoia, or they had any hunch that they wanted to just kind of follow through with. And there was nobody involved who wanted to just, let's play it safe rather than sorry. So that's what happened with the non-order to evacuate. And I think that people who lived in low-lying areas, or people who had houses that are prone to flooding, they should have been told to get out. Not the whole town, but anyway. And there's something else I wanted to mention, another comment I wanted to make on what happened with the Houston flooding, and that's this. I was watching the news and reading the news releases from the National Weather Service, and either directly or indirectly, you know, paraphrased by Associated Press or whatever news service would pick up on them. The National Weather Service was using words like catastrophic and unprecedented when it said, you know, hey, there's some flooding that's going to be happening. And as far as government bureaucrats go, those are strong words. So the press releases from the National Weather Service that used those words, catastrophic and unprecedented, people should have sat up and taken notice of that and taken it very seriously. And I'm not harshing on the people in Houston, but here's what I'm getting at. I think it's just the whole news profession is now trusted a whole lot less than it used to be. So take, for example, your National Weather Service press release that said, hey, there's some flooding coming up and it's going to be unprecedented and catastrophic. Quote unquote, by the way. Those were the words used. Now, Associated Press would pick that up and say something like, President Trump is so awful. He's made the environment so terrible that even the National Weather Service agrees. And now it looks like there could be some catastrophic flooding and unprecedented flooding in the East Texas, Houston area after this hurricane. Now, see, just by that headline and the first sentence there, a lot of people would be tempted to just roll their eyes and say, oh, come on. Next, you know, I'm going to read the next article in the news or whatever. But the point is they're going to dismiss this right off the bat. And so they won't read between the lines and figure it out that the National Weather Service has said, hey, there's some flooding coming through that is potentially catastrophic. So I think this is a statement, and I have no surveys or statistics to back this up, but it feels right to me that the news profession has gone so low in everybody's esteem that they're not being paid attention to, and the facts of the news are just not getting out there. So I think that's another thing that happened in Houston, is the news made it out there. You know, you had to read closely and between the lines, but people were warned that this could be some awful flooding coming through. And the problem is that the media has become 24/7 anti-Trump, anti-Republican, anti-anyone who voted for Trump, that kind of thing. That's all you see in the news nowadays. So that goes to show you a disservice that the media has become now, that they've become so wrapped up in the 24/7 harshing and criticizing on President Trump. Whereas here's a real news item that people needed to know. And instead, people were so sick of the news and the constant editorializing that they missed this valuable information that was out there that I noticed that a lot of other people apparently did not notice, and they missed it. And it was thanks to the low opinion everybody has of the media nowadays. All right, so why am I mentioning this in the survival podcast? Here's the deal. Here's the point. As tempting as it is to just turn off the news and become disengaged with the nonstop criticism of Republicans and President Trump, what I would advise everybody to do is just hold your nose and read and watch the news as much as you can stand it, because there still is some news out there that you need to know. And you can just skip through the anti-Trump and anti-Republican and editorializing stuff. But it's important to stay abreast of the news and to follow the news and to be informed. So that's my point of this podcast here, is hold your nose, and go ahead and stay informed and act accordingly. That's what this podcast is all about. Learn, adapt, and then do what you need to do to survive. So in this case, the name of the game is to read the news and do your best to cut out all the editorializing, but stay informed on what's come down your street and act accordingly, despite the contempt that a lot of us have for the mainstream media. But the point is, if you just stay informed, you would have been one of the few people in Houston who would have realized there's some catastrophic flooding, and that's, again, that's the wording of the National Weather Service. There's some catastrophic, unprecedented flooding coming through, and it would be a great time to just pack up the car, drive north a couple hundred miles, and spend a few days in a hotel. So stay informed, despite the low esteem we hold of the mainstream media nowadays. So that's the lesson in this podcast. Thanks for joining me.